hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today's episode, we're going to dive deep into this hot topic of peptides for skin. Peptides. What are peptides and how are they used in skincare? I know you guys are hearing about biohackers using peptides that they're giving themselves injections. I know you've heard about the most popular peptide, semaglutide or Ozempic. Peptides are short chains of amino acids. When the amino acid chain is less than 50 amino acids, we call it a peptide. When it's longer than that, this is when these things become proteins. And some of the most powerful molecules in our body are peptides. For example, insulin is a peptide. Semaglutide, as we talked about, all the weight loss GLP-1 drugs are peptides. And I'm a huge fan of peptides. I've been using them in the office for microneedling into skin. We use them for topical treatments to muscle relax. There are peptides that mimic the effect of Botox, and there are peptides that are synergistic. So peptides come as 4 different types. There's signaling peptides, carrier peptides, neurotransmitter inhibitor peptides, and enzyme inhibitor peptides. And it's really wonderful to think about bringing and leveraging the power of peptides into skin. I have developed a brand new peptide complex, and for this complex, I've made it extremely synergistic. One peptide is powerful. Several peptides together, this is a tripeptide complex, extremely powerful. For this synergistic complex, I've picked some of the most powerful and effective peptides, and let's get into these a little bit to tell you what it does to skin at the molecular level. I don't like to make the podcast too advertise-y or about myself, but I am just so proud of this peptide complex. It's the KD tripeptide complex, and this is not just trendy actives. This is actually like molecular powerhouses. They are going to work in tandem to kind of fortify your aging skin concerns. So remember, there are tens of thousands of known peptides in modern science at the moment, and there are almost 500,000 new peptides being synthesized every year. So the ones that are most popular for skincare, there are some that have been around for a good 20 years, and we've been using them for a long time to relax wrinkles and to build collagen. But the new tripeptides that I'm using, I'm focusing on 4 types of peptides. So let's dive deep into what's a signaling peptide. Signaling peptides are things like Matrix-IL and palmitil pentapeptide 4. So this signal peptide triggers the cell nucleus to turn on the production and transcription of genes that will trigger more collagen production. In turn, more elastin and more collagen will reduce your wrinkles and improve your firmness. We also have complexed the tripeptide complex in my new skincare line with copper peptides, GHK copper. I know you guys have heard about copper as a beautiful product for skin healing. It's excellent for wound repair. It's excellent for in the injectable form for boosting skin, hair, and nail production. It actually grows your lashes and your hair like crazy. You'll definitely see a change in the quality of your skin. It's a trace element. Copper is not found heavily in our diets or environments. And even in our soils, the minerals are becoming more depleted. So it used to be that we'd get these rare trace minerals from foods that we ate that were buried and grown in good soil. We don't get that as much anymore because agriculture has so much fast turnover of soils and vegetables are nutrient depleted. So I've put carrier peptides, that's exactly right, GHK copper, and that trace element is going to aid in your wound healing. It's also a super potent antioxidant. Next, there's a neurotransmitter peptide. It almost acts like toxin. It's acetylhexapeptide 8 and argilline. These inhibit the release of acetylcholine at the neuromuscular junction, and this gives you facial muscle relaxation. And it's so critical because these are not the big mimetic facial muscles. These are the small, crinkly muscles that grab and attach to the skin surface and interdigitate with the dermis. And that's what gives you kind of the puckering and little crow's feet and crinkles, happy crinkles around the eyes, but too many crinkles just looks, you know, older. So I love the concept that this is getting in and penetrating and relaxing that dermal puckering related to muscles moving around the eyes, the crow's feet, the mouth corners, kind of the cheek wrinkles of the face. It softens expression lines, and it definitely can improve your forehead almost as well as Botox can. So for my patients who are trying to go more natural or don't want to use neurotoxins, these two peptides that are neurotransmitter inhibitors, the acetylhexapeptide 8 and argelline, are impressive. You're going to find these in more and more skincare lines, and we also see them in microneedling. I use them with my Toscani microneedling when I'm doing polynucleotide treatments. I will add these in, and it gives such a great skin smoothing effect to microneedle into the skin surface. So, and then I have enzyme inhibitors in there, and these peptides are the kind that inhibit collagen breakdown. They're going to support your long-term health. So the combination of these peptides is synergistic. One is good, but three together are great. Research shows that palmitil pentapeptide 4 is building that collagen at the molecular level. Now you pair that with palmitil tetrapeptide 7, and you're going to stop inflammatory glycolation. That's the process where sugar weakens collagen, and together, they do more together than apart. That dual mechanism really dramatically improves fine lines and puffiness around the eyes. And now I'm going to add in palmitil oligopeptide. This is also a peptide that boosts hyaluronic acid production and collagen. You're just stacking everything in your skin's favor. The odds are improving. Your skin barrier is going to get better. You will retain more moisture and bounce back from stress faster. So I consider this palmitil oligopeptide to be your resilience peptide. This is going to re-energize the skin. And finally, the one we talked about, acetylhexapeptide 8, the neurotransmitter inhibitor, targets these repetitive facial contractions. And once you soften that, you get a more relaxed appearance. Within the first 30 days of topical use, you will see a change in skin quality. So the big picture is peptides are not just wonderful, they are synergistic. When they're layered together, the combination effect is greater than any one peptide alone. It's kind of a symphony of skincare. There isn't any downtime. There isn't any invasiveness. This is topical skincare, but this is powerful with synergistic peptide use. And the takeaway is you've done a lot for your skin. You bought a lot of products, right? We all bought so much stuff during the pandemic. My bathroom counter is fully loaded. And how many things do I really go back to day after day because they are just noticeably transformative? It's very few, and honestly, I get sent so much free skincare, but peptides are noticeable improvement. This synergistic, my KD tripeptide complex, you're gonna see a change in your skin. This is an intelligent approach to aging, and I am a busy, busy person. I'm a minimalist, and I am such a tomboy with skincare. I wanna do what's most effective, what's fastest, and what works the best. So you are gonna see transformative change when you use peptides on a daily basis in your skin. So guys, share this info with a friend who's a skincare junkie like I am, and keep your eyes open because this new tripeptide complex is coming for my new skincare line. I'm just teasing you. It's coming soon. It's a teaser, but the power of synergistic peptides is the takeaway. And if you learned something here, remember these names: palmitil pentapeptide 4, palmitil tetrapeptide 7, palmitil oligopeptide, and acetyl hexapeptide 8. It's such a mouthful, but you're going to start to see these names over and over coming into various skincare brands, coming into polynucleotides and polymicronutrients that we actually needle into the skin surface with microneedling, with kind of mesotherapy injections. These are going to be used more and more for skin boosters. So start with something you can do every day at home, and try the new KD Tripeptide Complex when it comes out, coming up soon. I think we're going to get it out there, hopefully in May. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.